The minute the United States Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade today, social media erupted with declarations of celebration and despair.
What a disgrace. So the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade officially today. This just broke a few minutes ago. I know we was all expecting it. However,
That is TikTok user The Real Double D Mubba. Just after the ruling came out, that post has about 65,000 views. For more on the reaction online, let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Celeste. I've been deep in social media for the last hour or so, just digging around to see what I can find.
Well, I hope you're protecting your own mental health. There's always debate online. In moments like this, though, people seem to do a public real-time processing of what's happened. We can see people sort of working through it. What is the overall mood that you see?
I love the way you put it, Celeste. It's like what you're thinking is immediately just put out there on social. I've been looking at Trends 24, which tells me what people are posting so immediately in the last couple of hours. Unusual hashtags and conversations are coming around. Welcome to America, land of the free, praise Lord. Doctors are posting as well. Dr. Wendy, let me give you an idea of her post. It's doing really well in terms of people liking it. The Supreme Court won't allow states to regulate guns, but they will allow states to regulate a woman's body. Complete BS. Dr. Shannon picks up on that. As a woman in the United States, I hope one day to have as many rights as a gun. My body, my choice. Abortion is healthcare. Some celebrity posts as well, one from Michelle Obama that caught my attention. That was on Instagram. She's taken a historical view. I am heartbroken that we may now be destined to learn the painful lessons of a time before Roe was made law of the land.
Well, you mentioned seeing posts that said things like praise Lord. Today's decision has been the goal of many conservative activists literally for decades. What other things are you seeing from people who are celebrating this decision?
I'm delighted. Life wins. Praise God, proud to be pro-life. Freedom Unicorn, for instance, posts that I'm thankful for the courageous Supreme Court justice who honoured, in all caps here, the right to life, even with death threats, attempted murder and oppressive treatment from the extreme left. And also, this is split between genders. It's not just men posting, it's not just women posting. So Eric shares a personal story. And he describes his mood and outlook as being proud to be pro-life. Now the battle, he says, goes to the individual state legislature, where it should have been all along. As someone who was adopted, I've been praying for this day regularly since I was a young boy. There are lots of prayer hands after that post. I was trying to work out what being adopted would, how that would affect his point of view today.
Well, I assume he means that
if he wasn't adopted, he may not have made it.
His mother might have ended her pregnancy rather. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Obviously this decision is going to have real world impacts on people's lives for women and for anyone who can get pregnant. Are you seeing people sharing these very personal stories and details?
I've seen more on TikTok where people are telling their stories and expressing what could happen. And also anticipating this day. And this is what may happen. And this is how you prepare for this day if it happens. I've got a really interesting post here from Tuscan Girl who shares a story about her best friend who had 5 children in 5 years. And then she requested to have a tubal ligation. And it had to be signed and approved by her husband, by the hospital board. It didn't work out how she wanted it to work out because of her age. But then within a week, her husband had a vasectomy and she didn't have to approve his vasectomy. So Tuscan Gao is saying, it's different for men. They don't have to get approval. But for women, our bodies are subject to the law. That was one of the personal stories that I've seen just posted out there. People were appreciating it, sharing their own stories, of course, too.
So you mentioned one person posting that the fight now goes to the states. Are you seeing other calls to actions on both sides, people attempting to use social media to organize?
Politicians are using it to organize. I've seen a couple of states saying, OK, now we've got the go ahead. This is what we're going to do next in our state. So they are ready. They have been ready. And then in terms of people who do not like how this decision has panned out today. A-Money Resist says, the moment that Roe falls, every woman and girl in this country who values being able to make decisions about her own body should stop working in the largest coordinated protest in US history that brings the entire nation and economy to a standstill. He adds, and yes, all men who support women's fundamental rights should join them in solidarity. I haven't seen deep organizing yet because it's only been a few hours, but I am looking for the hashtag Roe versus Wade protest to see what happens in the conversation around that hashtag. Celeste.
Femi Okeh is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. As always, Femi, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Celeste, for having me.